Let's give it to her.
Blog Talk Radio.
And we're off.
Shit. Hold on. Shush. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Paragon Radio, back on Block Talk Radio, after a really massive week of technical difficulties that we had nothing to do with. I'm your host, Pokemon. And hey, it's a little bit after 8 o'clock. Let's just get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, some people call him mad. Some people say he's a Viking. And some people will call him other things that I refuse to say on air. But tonight, we'll just call him Mad Viking.
Emphasis on mad today.
And I kept it clean. I kept it clean. For now.
Yes, I'm giving full warning. The tongue is sharpened, and I don't care if it's a double-edged sword.
The wits will be like rapiers. We hope.
Yeah.
Hello. You know what's really sad? Labor Day approaches. The summer nights come to an end. And in 3 days, it's my birthday. But hey, any...
Yes, as you can tell by my mood, let's get straight into it. All right, updates on games.
Yes.
Ship of Heroes. Nothing.
Yes. Nothing. City of Titans. I am no. Huh. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Yep. Huh. Okay. It's not an update per se.
Uh-huh.
It's an announcement. About
oh,
a quick update regarding it's a quick update regarding City of Titans' social media presence. Due
right.
to the current instability at X, which is formerly Twitter, and I know what they're talking about, because sometimes I go in there and it's like your account has been suspended for the time being. I guess they have to go through a review board or some shit like that. There, I broke it. There, there we go. Missing Worlds Media is going to be making some changes to our social media presence. We will not be closing our X Twitter account, but we will be shifting to other communication outlets for the foreseeable future. In other words, I bet their account was temporarily suspended as well. As always, we can be found on their official website, cityoftitans.com, Meta, Facebook.com, City of Titans MMO, and Instagram, which is Instagram.com/missingworldsmedia. Good Lord.
What happened?
Yeah,
did Trump donate welcome? To the game?
I don't know, but it's like everyone is always welcome to join the conversation on their Discord. Good Lord. Yeah, just look for City Titans because they had this long-ass thing with a huge number. If you want me to read it, I'll do my best. It's discord.gg/city-of-titan. See, this is why I keep... This is proper way to use hyphens. You know who I'm talking to. Titans-official-6337579678. Comma. And you can also expect to see Missing Worlds Media showing up in new locations. We'll be making more announcements about those in the near future. So come join us for all the latest info on the development of City of Titans. See you there.
Hopefully with better videos.
Okay. Yeah. But there you go.
That last video, I mean, damn. How that leg meant to...
Yeah. Video kill the superhero star. Video kill the superhero star.
Check their okay. Steam account. Check out that video, and that one character is like went into. There's a contortionist that's envious.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I remember that. I'm like, what am I looking at? You'll see. What am I? Oh my god! Yeah, when you finally see it, you'll know. All right, so that's it for the game announcements.
I mean, I also have to pick on the homecoming in a little bit because when you kill a character, you note they kind of now they're now starting to do a little different here. Before they just crumpled into positions that contortionist goes, like, damn, I hope they looped up. Now they seem to be folding into a case. It's like, what, you're packaging it for the next person? What in the world?
Oh, my goodness. Breaking news. I just saw I got news.
What?
About Ahsoka, about the Ahsoka series. The premiere date's been moved up.
For what
it
one
was
again?
I didn't realize this. Ahsoka?
Okay.
I know. The new Star Wars. I didn't realize it was going to come out this Wednesday. We've moved it up. It's been moved up. To Tuesday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's tomorrow night at 9 p.m., baby. It's a two-way
show premiere.
Guess where
Pogo's going to be?
Yes.
He's going for the IMAX with the reclining, vibrating chair.
No, I got it's on Disney Plus, man. I got Disney Plus. Why the hell do I need to leave? I got it for I pay for the service. I don't need to pay for a movie ticket.
You're doing the streaming. All right, back to the running game.
Yeah.
Disney, Paramount, Max, Hulu, YouTube. By your powers combined, I cost more than cable.
Yeah, probably. No. What's funny is you think cable prices would come down. No, we can't do that. That'd just be silly.
Oh, you also got hit with the Spectrum raise. Oh, the discount's over.
Oh, no, we have Optimum. We have Optimum.
Oh,
so
I have Spectrum.
So there you go. Yeah, so if you live on the East Coast, 9 p.m. tomorrow night. 9 p.m. So this is what's funny about it. Because I don't even have time to. I don't know what happened. Like the last season of Rebels, I loved Rebels, but I don't remember much of season 4. So I wanted to go back and rewatch season 4 before this came out. But
it's time to do it all nighter tonight.
Oh God, no! I think it's like 20-something episodes. So, but this is the thing, though. In Osaka, they're going to have live-action cast of Rebels in Osaka. Because in The Mandalorian, they had, what's his name? I can't remember his name now. The alien member. I can't remember his name. I could see his face. He was CGI'd into like one or two episodes of The Mandalorian, the last season of The Mandalorian. I'm going, oh my God. And when I saw my script, I said, and I said his name then. And I can remember his name then, but damn it. But Grand Admiral Thrawn's supposed to be in Osaka making his debut. Actually, let me just read this whole thing here since I'm going through. So Star Wars fans will be able to venture back into a galaxy far, far away a little bit earlier than expected. The beloved sci-fi franchise has announced a new premiere date. As I just did, it shared on Twitter, Star Wars revealed that Ahsoka will now arrive on Disney Plus on Tuesday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, instead of on Wednesday, August 23rd. Star Wars has dubbed the new premiere date Tano Tuesday. See what they did there? Instead of Taco Tuesday, it's Tano Tuesday. Uh-huh. They have the title character's last name. So what is this about? Announced by Lucasfilm all the way back in December 2020. Wow, remember when we started talking about it way back when? No. Okay. Ahsoka is set roughly 5 years after the events of Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi. It takes place in the same period as The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. Rosario Dawson reprises her role from previous Star Wars media as former Jedi Padawan Ahsoka Tano, who investigates an emerging threat to the galaxy following the fall of the Empire. Joining Dawson's Ahsoka Tano in the forthcoming series will be several fan-favorite characters from the beloved animated series Star Wars Rebels, including Grand Admiral Thrawn, who was in Season 4, portrayed by Lars Mikkelsen. The actor previously voiced the iconic villain during the third and fourth seasons, but made a major in appearance made in the fourth season. Made a major presence, I'm sorry. Sabine Wren, Hera Syndulla, and Ezra Bridger will also be making their live-action debuts in Ahsoka, portrayed by Natasha Liu Bordiza, oh, I said that right, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Iman Asfandi, respectively. Hera's astromech droid C-1-10P, a.k.a. Chopper, will also appear. Other cast members include the late Ray Stevenson as Baylan Skoll, a mercenary and former Jedi who survived Order 66, and Ivana Sokno as Baylan's apprentice and Dark Force user, Shin Hati. Hayden Christensen and Genevieve O'Reilly will also make guest appearances as their respective Star Wars characters, Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader and Mon Mothma. And as we said, it premieres tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. Eastern time. There you go.
What I'm trying to find out is on YouTube they're saying one thing,
yeah.
But I'm looking in the news and they're saying another, that Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilms, is not allowed to, it would be a producer, but not to bring in ideas. And I'm, you know, that's what they're saying on some YouTube channel.
I heard, I thought she was supposed to be fired. This is what I heard. Originally, if the new Indiana Jones movie sucked, she was going to be fired. Why is she still there?
Well, like I said, I'm trying to find out the truth because I'm seeing mixed stories.
Right. So what the hell is going on? Okay, while we're talking about premiere dates, HBO Max has set the official release date on Max for what was supposed to be the greatest superhero movie ever that we covered. Maddie, can you see where I'm going with this so far?
So far. Yeah.
That I saw in the movies a few months ago, was really disappointed with it. Starring Ezra Miller, The Flash.
Yep.
Has a release date. Oh, you can watch it soon, Mad. It's coming out Friday, August 25th.
All right.
Yay. Joy.
Well, I usually see the clips on YouTube and able to make sense of it. But okay. No, it's just the timing of... Hey, come on, look at it. Because you won't get a second chance real soon. who knows? Now, Ahsoka, by the looks of it, is going to be played by Rosario Dawson.
That's what I just said. Yeah, it is.
I would say that's a good choice.
No, I would say
that's a good choice.
Have you watched any of the other series I mentioned? Rosario Dawson has played Ahsoka in Mandalorian,
well, I mean,
Boba
in
Fett.
The movie. I've just felt like...
Right,
yeah,
she's
going to
be
catching up with the Mandalorian stuff.
Right, I just said that. She's that's a known thing. Rosario Dawson is going to play Ahsoka. Right. And she plays
now,
pretty cool.
Now, if I remember right, Ahsoka was in the Clone Wars cartoon? No,
Ahsoka was Anakin's Padawan.
Okay.
In the Clone Wars animated series, right.
So, does that mean
I haven't watched that yet either. What? We made what?
So that brings up the question, will we see a Darth Vader?
I just said,
pause.
Mad, when I read these things, do you pay attention?
Well, I have a legitimate excuse. I told you why.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hayden Christensen will make an appearance as Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader in this series because this takes place after Rebels. I'm not Rebels and also the Clone Wars. I can tell you this, in the Rebel series, season three, or at the end of season three or the beginning of season four, I'm going to spoil it for you. There's a scene she goes, Ahsoka, is with the Rebels. They go to a temple. She meets Darth Vader. And somehow they crack his helmet. And all of a sudden, with the cracking of the helmet, she senses Anakin. And she goes, Anakin? And there's this whole thing where she realizes Anakin's not dead. Anakin is actually Darth Vader. And she has to come to grips with that for like a whole season in Rebels.
Okay.
Like the whole fourth, almost a whole fourth season. She's trying to come to grips with, like, she knows Darth Vader is Anakin. She's trying to come to grips with this. So now Ahsoka, the series, is her as a more, if you watch The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, she is an older, wiser, almost like if she had been a Jedi, you know, she would have been like a Jedi Grandmaster because she's so powerful with the Force. And if anybody asks how she survived Order 66, Tales of the Jedi, I'm going to spoil it for you. There's an episode when, as Anakin's Padawan, she has the clone troopers surround her. She's training every day for days and days and days. They surround her, and she has to survive as long as she can against as many clone troopers as she can. It's part of her training after a while.
Oh, boy. All
right. Yeah, he's just training her. Like, let's say you're surrounded. How long can you survive being outgunned like that? It's just, it's not in anticipation of Order 66. He just has this training, like, let's see how strong you are in the Force. You know, and then he goes to, I guess, Rex or one of the clone troopers. How is she doing? She's getting better, but really, you want to go through this? Like, she has to.
And here's the chance to bring Darth Jar Jar Binks. No.
Hold on. No. But because of that episode, somebody brought up a really cool point about Star Wars. Somebody has a question like, why or how does this happen? They go back and do a series, a movie, or an episode of a series. This is why this happened. Like, think about it. Rogue One, the movie. What did that answer for everybody? Two things that answered. Why was there that pitfall in the Death Star to be blown up? And how did the Rebels get the plans for the Death Star? It was a very good movie, but you got two answers in one.
Oh, I did get a giggle.
Oh, okay.
Jumping off, going back to Binks. On last Friday, it was Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. I'm going, why?
Yeah, I remember you said that. Why was it?
But I'm going, like, I'm glad no one went full tilt. And
yeah,
we had a whole lot of people going, it's like, it's a like bunny night. How rude. No, don't do that.
No, no. I remember you said that at the D&D game, and no one recognized that. Everyone was like, nope. No, we won't be doing that at all.
It's kind of like, yeah, I think it was a case of you with the bat nipples. That did not happen.
We don't, If you really want us to not acknowledge that, put Jar Jar Binks in the bat suit with the nipples, and we'll totally ignore that whole thing. And just, no. But there you go, folks. Two premieres, 1 week, one good and one meh. I mean, I'm not saying don't watch The Flash. It's free if you have Max, HBO Max. Might as well watch it. I mean, it's coming out. You know, give it a watch. See what you think.
I'm going to wait for CinemaSins to do their bid. I'm going, like, I'll take everything away if they give us Darth Jar Jar Binks right now. I can see that.
Well, you know, that was the original plan, and George Lucas wussed out on it. I was like, dude, that would have been awesome. That would have been the ultimate mind fuck. You get to episode two, and you find out that Jar Jar Binks is the Dark Lord. It's like, huh? What? And then you backtrack, you know, to that theory that came up, and that, like, oh, my God, that everything makes sense now. he played, oh my God. And then you go back like, oh my God, Phantom Menace is the ultimate, is actually really cool. Because people were pissed about Phantom Menace. But then if you do that in episode two, everybody goes, wait a minute. Everybody goes back and watch Phantom Menace and goes, oh my God, it all makes sense now. Because shit didn't make sense in Phantom Menace. No, it makes sense. Trust me. Wait till the second movie comes out. Wait till you watch the second movie. It makes sense. Trust me. We said the same thing. And then the second movie, it's like, what? This is a, no. Well, and then, okay, I'm like, see, I told you. I'm gonna, and every single, they're taking like still frames of the first movie and doing that thing on the board with the red yarn and, but and George Lucas sits back. And George Lucas sitting there on his throne. That's why I'm the man, bitches. But no, George, you wussed out. You fucked everything up. You should have left it. That would have been awesome.
Well, I think there was interference on that one.
No. He said he got a lot of hate mail for Jar Jar Binks. He said he got so much hate mail. It's like, dude, you should have just left it in, man.
It explained a whole lot.
It would have. Because, like, everything that Jar Jar did in that movie, knowing that now, and going back and watching The Phantom Menace, it explained everything Jar Jar did. It's like, shit, man.
It's like, remember, he was running away because they said he committed a crime.
Right, but, like, how he waved his hands all the time, the way he jumped in the water all the time. You know, he did that weird dive. Like, oh, he's really, if he's so acrobatic. So.
All right, well.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see here if we got anything else. Blue Beetles are in the theaters.
All right.
I'm just going through my news to see. And of course, Netflix animated has a Scott Pilgrim vs. the World series coming out. It won't be a direct adaptation of the comic book series or the movie.
And now we're just waiting for DC Animation full movie.
Of which?
Well, you know, DC's going like, okay, we're kind of sucking in the live movie, but we do great in the animation. Let's just stick with animation.
Yes, yes. I'm waiting for What If Season 2 to come out. So.
And it was like Marvel's, and I heard Disney's putting a pause on all the Marvel stuff. And once again, it's another case of trying to find somewhere where's the truth in this. Got to look, you know, I always look both sides because somewhere in the middle is the truth. And
right.
Gobbledygook, especially what's happening with Disney.
Oh, yeah. I heard something that they were pausing. Well, I think they're pausing on the Marvel stuff because of the strike right now. The strike is still going on.
Well, everything's on that, but we're talking full pause on Marvel.
Right.
And like I said, it's a case of trying to find the right info. That's the trick. That is... You can look both sides and you're going, I really...
Yeah.
It's for you.
I'm not here, man. I know. All right. Okay. It's 8:30.
Yes, it is.
Where is... Shit, I almost lost... Oh! We got somebody on hold.
Oh, we do.
Not what we thought it was. Well, we in a chat room we have Well, let me bring him on, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know him. You love him. He DJs Bunny Night from the minefield. He is. Wait, is he still holding it? He's been holding this Narcola soda machine all night. I think he's hoping it explodes. But he's coming on air. Maybe we can get some answers from him. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Alto Mark 7V2. He's on air.
Hello.
Why are you holding
this soda machine? Just, I don't know.
You forget thirsty?
Are you offering? Are you, most people put them in the thing that they, the shoulder straps and the container by chest level and go, Narcola, Narcola. Jeez.
Who wants some Narcola? Fresh Narcola. Narcola.
Not the machine, and you hit the button and it goes flying out of people.
What's the movie?
I also rattled the soda machine.
I'm trying to remember the movie where soda gets launched right into someone right between the legs. I'm going like, I see it. Where did I see it? I mean, I want to say it was like Maximum Overdrive where the machines took over. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I thought that was just the cars, though.
No, they took all the machines.
All the machines. Now I have to look this up. I'm so glad you did this to me.
Well,
oh, it sounds familiar, but...
And if you want to join in the call as well...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not in... Oh, I switched screens. Hold on.
I'll do that. I got it.
Okay. If you want to join in the call, visitors of the station, or guests, who want to call in at the following number, 714. Wow, my eyes just started twitching. 583-6908. Again, the call-in number, 714-583-6908. And you, too, could be a caller. I mean, you, too, could be part of the show tonight.
And since the last time we did this, I offered the number, we had a pranker. Pogo has cleaned up his band hammer button, so he could.
Yes.
That was a pranker last week?
No, not last week. A while back ago.
No, a while back. It's been a while since I've offered the number. So.
All right. And to mention two things before we get to the 9 o'clock hour. So here we go. The first one.
Wow. Hold on. Something interesting about Maximum Overdrive.
All right.
It was nominated for 4 awards. Saturn Award, which is the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror. Saturn Award nominee, Best DVD/Blu-ray Classic Film Release in 1988.
Oh, ACDC.
Yes. Yes, sir. International Fantasy Film Award nominee, Best Film, Stephen King. Get ready for this one. Now, that was 88. 1987, 2 Razzie Award nominations. Worst Actor, Emilio Estevez. Hold on. It gets better. Worst Director, Stephen King.
That was his first directorial debut.
Well, he was nominated for Razzies. He could have got 2 awards. I won an International Fantasy Film Award for Best Film, and I got for Worst Director in the same year for the same film.
Because I remember the promos. He was going like, sometimes you just have to do it yourself to get it right.
Okay.
The lines of that. And I think ever since then, he has not directed. But you got to give credit with the choice of music. All AC/DC. Got to give thumbs up.
Oh.
Now, mind you, Dieter will probably say, it should have been Motley Crue.
Should have been the crew.
If Rain was listening, she'll go, should have been Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny. Takiti Watakiti, whatever his name is, he's talking about the next Thor movie. Now, if I'm Marvel and Disney, I don't want him directing the next Thor movie. Because it got such a lot of reviews. Even Chris Hemsworth said, I'm not playing Thor if he's directing. So what does that tell you? And the best part of that movie was the fact it was like Guns N' Roses was almost the entire soundtrack. I was talking to my stepsister. She goes, okay. And I said, yeah, I'm saying that was a really cool thing, that it was mostly Guns N' Roses. And I realized if you take that part away, the movie was like, it was okay. I mean, that's like the Flash Gordon, you know, the 1980 Flash Gordon. Queen did the entire soundtrack. Yes, and that was the really cool part of the movie. They did the entire soundtrack. Now, find a version of that movie without a soundtrack. Well, why the hell would you want to do that? Wait. No, you don't want to do that.
If you take away that soundtrack.
What? Go ahead.
Yeah, if you think about it, the entire tire with the Guns N' Roses thing, the entire movie is just a Guns N' Roses music video. That's literally what it is.
It's Appetite for Destruction. wait, was it all? No. I think it was some Use Your Illusion, but it was like mostly Appetite for Destruction and Use Your Illusion. I think November. No, because I think they used November Rain. I have to go back and look. I know
I'm just waiting for one of our metal people to speak up, whether it's Deidre or whether it's Mordicus. I know they'll be going like, this is exactly where they got it from. I'm waiting for it.
I know when I watched it, I was in my head, I was keeping track of the songs. And I'm going, all right, it's from this album. Okay. It's this. No, you got to remember, I only saw that movie once. Like all the other movies, I can tell you where they got the songs from. But actually, you know what? I'm just going to look it up since I'm in IMDb. But
I think just chimed in.
No. I went Thor Love and Thunder. Oh, God. Okay, it had one win. I'm afraid to see what the win was. Thor had 19 nominations, 18 nominations, one win. Oh, wow. It had a yoga award winner.
A yoga?
You know, that was a fucking award.
Yoga?
It's a yoga award winner. Worst foreign actor, Christian Bale, and he played the villain in the movie. There you go. That's all you need to know about the movie.
What'd you say, Martha?
I don't remember his name, Martha.
No, wrong movie. Okay, welcome to the jungle, Appetite for Destruction, Paradise City, Appetite. Let's see here. Sweet Child of Mine, Appetite. November Rain, Use Your Illusion. Oh, and Dio, Rainbow in the Dark. I forgot about that one.
Holy Diver.
Rainbow in the Dark. Wrong Dio song. Yeah, they should have used
that. Rainbow in the Dark. That one.
Yes.
I'm sitting down, so yes, I know I sounded flat in the singing.
Paradise City. Did I say Paradise City? I think
some of the songs were orchestral and not the exactly Guns N' Roses, where some of the, you know, the flavor ended. To some people.
Some of them here are the Guns N' Roses songs were Guns N' Roses. It says right here, written by, performed by.
Yeah, but I do remember seeing some of the clips, and they were orchestral versions.
Oh, it says here performed by Guns N' Roses. It was like one. I'll tell you what. It was one of those movies where I watched it. Oh, I want the soundtrack. I'm like, and that's the long one from this movie. So there you go.
All right. Well, we got two things to promote.
Yes.
So let's take care of that thing. First, Hogoman, Extra Life.
Oh, okay, wait. I got to get back to the studio. Hold on a minute. I mean, I'm here. I just got to find it in the studio. Hold on a minute.
I sent it to you.
Hold on. Yeah, I got years of Extra Life promos, so when I type it in. All right, here we go. That's not even the longest promo. All right, here we go. Yep, here we go. This year's promo. Nick and Wayne Meek. Hey, everyone. Hogoman here. It's that time of year again when I ask all you good people to contribute to my extralife.org charity gaming marathon page. All the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, specifically the Cohen's Children's Miracle Center, Northwell Health. As soon as you make a tax-deductible donation, that money goes straight to them. I do not receive a penny of it, in case you were wondering if this was a scam or not. Believe me, it's not. This is my big 11th year participating. That's right, 11 years of donating my time out of the goodness of my heart. Believe me when I tell you, I wouldn't have changed a thing. Well, maybe raise a little more money for those kids. But this year, you can make that happen. You can donate to this most noteworthy and noble cause. It is, after all, for the children. I will be playing in November, specifically the 2nd through the 5th of November, 6 hours a day on my Twitch.tv channel, twitch.tv/ParagonRadio.com. For all you good people to watch and cheer me on, just like the last several years you've been doing. To make a donation in my name, please go to my extralife.org page. Don't worry, the Dawn Radio DJs will provide the link in the chat channels for all of you. No donations are too big or too small. Every dollar counts. So please give what you can because, again, it is for the children. Thank you. I hope to see you all to watch and cheer me on in November. Donations are being accepted now. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you all.
And I just checked
and
we are standing at $100.
Wait. Hey, man.
Yep, we
okay,
stand
now we
at
go to the
$100.
Board.
There we go.
And that's where we were at last week. You sons of bitches.
No.
Where's
Rain? They always start. It always starts slow and builds up in the thing. Now, two things. One, we'll do the usual. And two, I'll let you do what's coming up for this weekend. But the usual thing.
Right.
When he makes
when
we get to the final that week where he plays on the online game. If you're on City of Heroes or Champions,
right,
and you make a donation, say which game you're on. If you want to add server, then you can add server because we do have a few people that are on City of Heroes Everlasting as well as Excelsior.
Correct.
So whoever makes the most donations, that's where Pogo's going to play.
Correct. Now, this past weekend was Extra Life's tabletop gaming appreciation weekend. Some things got a little screwed up. As you know, it was my stepdad's 82nd birthday. We had a few things going on with that, so we decided to push back art, which is allowed by Extra Life. We push back our participation in the tabletop appreciation gaming weekend to this coming Sunday. And this is how you all could help us out. Or the players, because I'm DMing again this week. I'm the DM this weekend. So for the players, what? I'm just saying. With great power comes great delight in torturing you guys. What, did I say that loud? Anyway, here's the deal. Donations go as follows. For every $2 you guys donate, the players get an advantage on their roll, on a one roll, which means, you know, it's based on D20. So instead of just rolling one D20, they get to roll a second one, and they take the better of the two. For every $10 donated, they get a potion of healing, which means let's say they're taking some damage. Yes, yes. So let's say they take some damage. Well, they say, I want to, and we're going to have a total of money, and money can be done. I'm going to bring my laptop. So money can come in. We're going to put it on my Twitch channel. So money can come in as we're playing. And let's say they go, I want to take X amount out of the fundage, and we need a potion of healing, or a couple of them. Fine. Then we roll the dice, see how much they get back. For every $25 donated for this, they get, literally, an extra life. Let's say somebody's fighting, and all of a sudden, poof, they drop dead. No, it's literally an extra life. They come back to life right away, instantly, no penalties, at full health. Let's say they're a spellcaster, full health.
Someone gives us the magic mushroom.
That's right. It's ding, 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 ding. They light up, stars over their head, full power, full spell slots, full, let's say Alto, God forbid, perishes, but he's a bard with counterspell ability or countersong ability, whatever whatever it's called. He comes back at full ability. I'm laughing when I say that because there was this thing called the wizard or something I put in the media of a Discord thing, and this guy dresses as the wizard, and he's supposed to be the mighty wizard, and he goes, I cast fireball, and that's all he does, right? So finally, there were two other players in the group decided to play spellcasters to show him up with their fireball, but he's like a really high, powerful wizard. So he goes like this as I cast their spell. He goes, I cast counterspell. On what? On their spell. What, you cast counterspell on your own group's spells? That's right. I'm the only spellcaster here. Now, teacher. It's like, what the
fuck?
You can't do that.
I cast what? Counterspell on a counterspell with another counterspell on a counterspell.
Can't be done. Oh, and actually, what's funny is, in one of the shorts, he goes, I want to introduce a homebrew spell called Reflect. And he's reading it, and he goes, all right, like, what the hell can it do, right? So somebody goes, that's it. I've had it. I cast Magic Missile. You can't do any. And, like, he beefs up to, like, 7th level, right? So he's got all these missiles. And he goes, and it's casting maximum damage, right? He goes, I cast Reflect. What? Or somebody tried to do this massive spell at him. He goes, read it. He goes, wait, but, and you allowed it, DM. He goes, son of a bitch, motherfucker. So now they're outside. You know, they're outside. The guy playing the wizard still dresses as a wizard. He's standing up. He goes, I got you now. I'm going to cast Fireball at you at 9th level. What can you do, DM? I can't. And finally, the other player's like, And all the DM says three words. I cast Reflect. Oh, nice. All the wizard says is, nicely played. You see this big cloud of smoke, and the wizard is gone.
Hey, I still like
we broke the DM.
Oh, yeah.
Anything
that the player homebrews,
the DM can use it against the player.
Yeah, but the point is, there's more to the series, though. It's like the wizard is so egotistical, like he thinks he's the most powerful person, that he can break the DM, that he's more powerful than the DM also. So, That's
you,
the point
Pogo, of it. Pogo, you need to link that on Discord to me. I want to see it.
Oh, wait, right. If you go, you're in the D&D group. If you go into the media thing, I put it there.
Oh,
it's there.
In there.
If you play one of them, there'll be a thing on the side like list, and it'll have all the videos there. And you have to just watch them in order, because the very last one, there's two videos. The last one is the end of the journey with this, and then the next one is actually how it started. I didn't realize it. It's how he became the wizard. And here's the thing. He wasn't always a wizard. It's how he became a wizard. It's so funny. Like, you're watching, you're like, that you think it's the next campaign, like he's playing something else. No, it's how he started as a player and then became the wizard.
Now,
and it's really
I want
cool
to say...
It's like, yes, go ahead.
I just want to tell the people on Champions, as well as the ones on Everlasting, the goal is $1,003. The reason why is because Excelsior really likes to donate.
Oh, you mean Everlasting? You said Champions.
Yeah.
You mean City of Heroes? Usually the past couple of years.
I said Champions and City of Heroes Everlasting.
No, you just said, okay. Right. So, and usually, though, in the past, this is my fault. In the past, I was so busy trying to get everything ready for DawnCon. I didn't post before DawnCon. I should have had it up. We should have done something. We didn't have a big family. We didn't do our big crossover game that we should have done at DawnCon this year, where people could have, you know, bet money.
This year I couldn't do it.
Right. We should do something. We should do something like that. We should set something up for September or October. See, you know, City of Heroes versus Champions Online, and what team I'm going to be on.
I know if Genocide's listening, I know she's going like, long as it's not Family Feud. I do not want to rehash that question again.
That was hilarious.
All right. Well, we have another announcement.
Funny.
Another announcement.
Okay.
And it's the one that Pogo's been waiting for since I made the announcement last week.
Oh, wait. I got to play the song.
Yes, you got to play the song.
Wait a minute. I got to get back to the studio.
I'm still proud of the mix on
when I say, when I say I got to get back to the studio, I mean, I just got to get back to the page. What's the song called? Mark, I know what it is. I got it.
As of now, I'll do the dramatic intro, giving you time. As of now,
I got it.
Pogo Man will make his picks for World Cup Mayhem.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You just made the list. Let's get it on.
Get over here!
Come on and fight!
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
I will say when I made this, Pogo got all of the extras minus one. All the extra lines I put in. He guessed Chris Jericho. He guessed Judge Mills
Lane.
Mm-hmm. It was that third one, Showtime. You thought it was the guy from Showtime, and it was actually Richard Dawson from The Running Man.
That's right. Oh, Michael Buffer's brother. He uses "It's Showtime."
Yeah,
but he says it differently.
Guy.
I can figure it out. Yeah.
But here we go.
That's
you
right.
You have been waiting
been,
for
you know
this.
What it is. It's been you know, it's funny. It's been years since I saw Running Man, and it was on like a month ago, and I missed the part where he goes "Showtime." I was like, oh. And then I realized the wrestler Sting, the Icon Sting, that's where he got it from. When he goes, "It's Showtime." I'm like, he got it from Richard Dawson from The Running Man. Because he says it like him. All right. Here we
all
go.
Right. Now, for those who are listening but have absolutely no freaking clue what's going on, World Cup Mayhem is basically a different version of March Madness Mayhem where you vote for which song advances to the point where the last song, it will be deleted not only from my list, but if it's on auto music, it also goes. We're down to the Fatal Four. I reveal tomorrow before Coconut on DawnRadio.org. Cheap plug. Cheap pop. And here we go. Pogo Man. You have been waiting.
Hold on.
I know you've been chomping at the bit.
Oh, yes.
As everyone's been having fun, I'm doing dramatic interest until you tell me you're ready.
Okay. But before we get to this, I want to say the real World Cup has ended.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Spain upsetting England. 1-0, as they say, as my old co-host, Suze the Elf, the soccer pundit, would say. It's not 1-0, it's 1-0. So,
Silver Eagle says D&D is going to be on Dawn Radio or on Twitch when you broadcast it. I think just on Twitch.
Yeah. I don't know how we put it on Dawn Radio. But. And isn't there a show going on? And Sunday night, that would be Texas, DJ Texas.
Right.
Because we're trying to start at 5, and I know the gentleman who plays Dasher, he wants us to end early, so.
All right. Well, anyway, here we go, Pokemon.
Anywho.
Your choices, sir. Representing the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Your toughest area.
Uh-huh.
We had a major upset. As Coconut defeated Yoko Ono Warzone. I want you to write note right now. There is a happy techno kitty smiling ear to ear that it got over that big hump.
Well, I know for a fact that he does not like a coconut. I don't like the song, but not as much as a certain other song that's on in
the other song
board,
is what in the butt. So is it up butt coconut that advances or what in the butt? Yes, the jokes have been all this time period rather posterior positioned songs.
I know. I'm going to say, what was that first one again? Properly
up
titled, I want to make sure.
Up Butt Coconut by Perry Griff versus Clamwell
Butt
Coconut in the Butt. You're going with Up Butt Coconut.
Yes,
Matt, you already know my vote, so.
Yours has already been registered.
Yes, I'm sure he went with the coconut song as well.
Hold on.
I just want to say something. That first one, I don't think there are many eyes on that one. Because this matchup, I guarantee you, all eyes are on this pairing.
Oh, yes.
Like if you,
it is.
If you can write
joking,
it out. And
it
is, dream,
it is
this is
team
like your dream
masquerade
matchup.
Versus Team Pogo on this one.
Daddy's
like,
Groove, if you could plan
Forever
this,
Spank.
Yes. Because like,
versus,
if you could plan it out.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you could plan it out, this should have been the finals. And everyone went, oh my. Like, if you could plan the finals for this, they said, this matchup should have been the finals. But you get in the semifinals, everybody's like, just at the edge of their seat. You know, in soccer, they have their scarves, their banners,
yep,
their T-shirts, their sweaters, singing their rally songs. This is it.
Silver, wait a minute, hold on. Is Masquerade on? I got to check here. Yes, Masquerade's on. And Silver goes, you guys are going to have to hear Yoko till March now. We're not there yet. All right. The vote is for either Daddy's Groove, Forever Spank, or the Insane Clown Posse, Jump Around.
Before I make my vote, and for those who haven't voted yet, ladies and gentlemen, a juggalo is a horrible thing. They're the most despicable creatures on the face of the earth. You must eradicate them in any way, shape, or form. Like, when I hear... Hey, lower your mic, man. You're louder than me. I can't even hear myself talk. When you have the meeting of the juggalos, I just say this. Dear Lord, please let there be a natural disaster wherever they're gathering. Please let there be a psychotic gunman just show up and... Come on. Wait. I'm going to have to...
I'm throwing you off.
Lower your... No, I can't hear myself talk. You're like super loud for some reason.
I don't know.
You're not supposed
today.
To be louder than me, David. Good
boy. Just picture the ASPCA song playing. There you go.
Yes, yes. I mean, they are into some really despicable shit. I'm not kidding. Okay, here is the typical, they listen to hardcore and other types of underground rap music. The face paint's okay. Okay, they express tongue-in-cheek obsession with murder, committed with a blade weapon, but it's just... The Juggalo Gangs. This subculture stems around the hardcore subgenre of the general hip-hop music fandom. Criminal and gang-related activity. It's been attributed to self-described juggalos in recent years, including that this is what their music is centered around. Assaults, drug trafficking, vandalism, burglary, shootings, theft, robbery, and many, many, many murders. Yes, that's what we want. That's what we want.
So to recap, your vote is for...
The Insane Clown Posse. We must eradicate them at all costs. And there's a large group of us that have formed a posse of Insane Clown Posse hunting. We are Insane Clown Posse hunting. This time, we must get rid of them frequently and often.
And right now, everyone's ratting out to Masquerade. He voted against Forever Spank. You know what that means?
I don't care. Hold on. First of all, hold on. The Insane Clown Posse did two movies, a Western and I think something combining modern-day criminals and drag racing. Holy shit, these are two of the worst fucking movies ever made.
Worse than Frankenhooker?
Yes. They had a Juggalo wrestling company. Oh my God. Okay? Juggalo Championship Wrestling in 1999. I guarantee you it's not even around anymore.
I'm just waiting to see who's going to rat you out at this Masquerade.
Oh,
well,
I don't
I'm waiting to see it.
Oh, she knows who I'm going. She knows who I'm going. Oh, come on. There are two enemy camps here.
Well, there's a third, but he's not up but Coconut Sod in this bracket.
No.
Hey, Poe, right, well, I sent you something on Skype.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm trying to look up and see. Hold on, I'm looking it up. I'm actually looking up this. Okay, Insane Clown Posse. Wait, they've been in a bunch of movies? Oh my God! Oh, these are music videos. Holy shit, I was getting worried there for a minute.
All right. Well, that is the vote. I say that because it's past 9 o'clock. So that means it's time.
Yeah, it's time. I'm trying to find these movies they did. One was a Western. I know that one. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. One movie was called Death Racers. It came out in 2008. IMDb gave it a 2.5 out of 10, and I think that was a little too much. Okay, hold on. Then there's got to be another one here. Just give me a moment. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to... I found it. Big Money Hustlers. HUSTLAS. Believe it or not, this is the better of the two movies. It got a 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb. Oh my God, the first couple of reviews, it goes, even being fans of ICP, I can tell you this movie honestly sucks. It's horrible.
Well, it is time.
Oh my God. Okay. And this is a sad week, too, on top of it all. These are the final voyages. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so basically, if you have an arch villain, an arch nemesis in this book, you need a major upgrade. For these are oddball criminals from comic book history. These are members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. Before I do this, Alto is sending me like magic items. I got one for you I heard before. I told Matt about it. It's a bag of holding, right? It's like a bag of holding, but the bag of holding doesn't go to the astral plane. It goes to a giant warehouse like Amazon. So when you reach in, you could get anything from their inventory, but anything you put in there, they could sell like on an Amazon type place. So you gotta be careful what you're putting there.
Actually,
so was, where's
these, my... these ones that I, you know, that I linked in the description, right. These are ones that I actually added to a module that I made for Knowing the Knights. But two of them
cool.
are actually reference, pun reference.
Cool,
that
cool,
I added.
Cool. Okay. All right. These are the last two from this tome from the tomb of regrettable supervillains. And then next week, we shall begin with sidekicks. That's got to be a laugh because sidekicks are just hilarious. Anyway, this is an enemy of a hero named Lightning, created by Mark Schneider and our favorite, an uncredited writer.
Oh, boy.
This one debuted in Four Favorites, number one, of Ace Comics, September 1941. Known weaknesses, fleas, bats, and the mailman. The quote,
oh, no.
No one can show horror at my appearance and live. The villain, the werewolf. Werewolf. Are bad guys born that way? Or is it an uncaring, often critical world that transforms innocent babes into murderous maniacs? A strong case can be made for either scenario regarding Adolf Krimitz, born with oversized canine teeth, pointy ears, and a wolf-like nature. Krimitz was constantly harassed by jeering peers and frightened passers-by, that he eventually transformed into a full-fledged werewolf and started murdering people comes as practically no surprise. Well, maybe it's a little bit of a surprise. Trouble starts when, as a military cadet, Krimitz takes violent offense at a fellow student, addressing him with the nickname Wolf Krimitz. After viciously assaulting his heckler, Krimitz comes out of his rage and is shocked to discover that the boy is dead due to a sudden case of having his skull cracked against a nearby tree. That would do it. Krimitz relocates to a hidden cave in the distant mountains, where he grows into a shaggy beast of a man nursing hate, vengeance, and rebellion at his fate. Eventually, his thoughts of revenge turn toward the high-ranking United States military officers who once were his fellow cadets. Initially, Krimitz plants bombs, but when that fails, he unleashes his real power. From the waist up, cries a caption in alarm, he becomes a real wolf. It's an atypical type of lycanthropy, but it worked for Krimitz, who discovered, while in isolation, that his lupine features were the result of having been born a werewolf. The werewolf can bend steel bars with ease, survive tremendous falls, and has few weaknesses. A direct shot of electricity returns him to his human form. This is unfortunate, since his superheroic nemesis is Lightning, a human dynamo gifted with the power to control electricity in addition to his tremendous strength and power of flight. After several tussles across a handful of stories, Krimitz begins seeking a cure, but when doctors either recoil in horror or attempt to turn him over to the authorities, Krimitz goes on a killing spree throughout hospitals and medical centers. In a final confrontation with the Lightning, the werewolf loses his footing and plunges into the dark, choking depths of a factory smokestack.
For some reason, I was kind of waiting to hear Nemesis was a rolled-up newspaper. For some reason,
I know.
Was waiting for it.
They didn't get that far. Hold on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our final entry. Let's take a moment to reflect on all those supervillains, those regrettable supervillains we've read over the months. Okay.
Especially our favorite one, the stretcher.
The flesh, the skin stretcher one.
Yep.
Hold on. You know, this time I'll reread that. That was the first one in this book. I can read that one. for old time's sake. Okay. Our final villain is an enemy of Midnight, created by Jack Cole. Debuted in Smash Comics number 38 of Quality Comics, December 1942. Preferred weapons, spiked club, excruciating grammar. Oh, this will be a good one.
Oh, boy.
His favorite quote, "Now Zor beat you." The villain is none other than Zor the Caveman.
Zor, smash stupid human. Or hey, Rocky.
That's probably one of his. It's an unfortunate fact that people tend to judge a book by its cover. And in the case of a brutish but gentle giant manipulated, I knew I could get that word out, by civilized yet secretly sinister types, this makes for a tragic story. When Zor's saga begins, the city is alight with anticipation over Sir Squinchworth's return from Siberia with a phenomenal find. Standing next to a steel barred cage, the officious Squinchworth tells the assembled crowd, "You are gazing at a living specimen of Neanderthal man, 50,000 years old, discovered by myself frozen in a Siberian glacier. And when he was thawed out, came to life, unbelievable as it seems." It does seem unbelievable, but Zor, hulking and furious, stands in the cage for all to see. Roaring with outrage, the primitive man escapes his captivity and storms the crowd, sending the city into a panic. "He's a killer!" someone cries quite unnecessarily. As Zor chases the crowd with a spiked club, the Neanderthal's actions at the nearby zoo don't do much to salvage his reputation. He liberates, defeats, and consumes the leopard in short order. After this, Zor is discovered by Midnight. Much to the crime fighter's surprise, Zor is comfortably dozing under a tree. "Why, he's peaceful as a dove," Midnight muses. "Something tells me the poor devil was purposefully starved to make him vicious." He's very much right. While Zor remains missing, Squinchworth delights at the thought of the high price his pet caveman will bring when recovered. He's particularly excited by an offer of $40,000 from the Dingling Brothers Circus. Yes, I said Dingling. noting, when he's recaptured, his value will be doubled. But Zor isn't recaptured anytime soon. 2 months later, the caveman has been rehabilitated, taught to speak, and is ready to avenge himself on his former master, narrowly avoiding a savage beating. Squinchworth takes refuge with a stern female partner he addresses only as Mama. But Zor knows neither fear nor etiquette. He knocks her out with one well-aimed punch. Wait. I know the song says Mama says knock you out, but Zor says gonna knock Mama out. Goodness gracious. Cornered and stricken by coincidence, Squinchworth swallows a bottle of sleeping pills and confesses his crimes, releasing the inhabitants of a locked cell from their imprisonment. "Meet my homemade freaks," he wails. "Leopard Boy, Long Neck, Mick Midget, and Hedy Lamar." That's Hedley. Hedley. All normal children a few years ago, but binding, growth control, and special diets made them freaks. It was the same process by which he created Zor, now reformed. In addition to freeing his prisoners and confessing his crimes, Squinchworth also goes to jail. Turns out he mistakenly took indigestion tablets rather than sleeping pills. Well, I guess he could handle the jail food then.
Yep.
And that, my friends, were all your members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. But since we have time, how can we not?
Our favorite one.
You know, it's funny, we missed one at the beginning.
Oh, okay, so this is it's not done yet.
Right, there's one, but I'll read that one last. Do we want to read this one? Because I want to go the other one.
We'll do that one next time.
I'll save that one, then we'll go right into the sidekicks. All right, but I do, wait, the Balloon Maker? I said I was going to read that one now. All right, you know, we got 10 minutes.
Yep.
I think
read
we
fast.
Have time for both of them.
All right.
Because the Balloon Maker one is so funny. I promise. All right. How did I miss this one? All right, so I'll read this one. No, I'm going to do Balloon Maker now. Fuck it. I promise I do it. Because this is like 2 pages. So. All right. For all you people who are taking a blast of the past, this is the first one we read, and somehow I missed that other one. But, all right, so this one, Enemy of Frankenstein, created by, this is where it happens. Enemy of Frankenstein, created by Dick Briefer. Frankenstein, Volume 2, Number 2, Prize Comics, July, August 1948, primary characteristic, inflated ego. After I have my lunch, I'm going to add you to my collection, and nobody will ever know. I speak of the Balloon Maker. Frankenstein's monster, let's call him Frankenstein from now on, is no stranger to comics. The iconic creature has appeared in dozens of incarnations in as many different titles. However, creator Dick Briefer's Frankenstein, once a creature of menace, enjoyed a second life as a humor character. And the now pleasant and neighborly Frankenstein found himself facing villains of his own. But horror elements continue to pop up, with a grotesque tale of the Balloon Maker as a notable example. His backstory begins when opportunistic explorer Hank Gallo stumbles across a peaceful African tribe that practices the gruesome but impressive art of skin stretching. Here we go. Gallo exclaims in wonder, "The skin stretching takes the cake. Look, an ordinary pig, yet the skin is stretched out like a rug." It's true. The tribe has mastered a concoction that allows the flensed skin of animals to be stretched like rubber, and Gallo decides he must have it. He absconds with a 12-year supply of the stuff and escapes back to America, murdering the tribe's friendly leader in the process. 12 years later, a parade, complete with colorful balloons, sparks inspiration. Before long, Gallo has set himself up as the greatest balloon maker of all time. And yes, those balloons are made of exactly what you think they're made of. Gallo might have gotten away with his horrific practices had he not impulsively hired the intimidating but avuncular Frankenstein as an assistant. On his way to his first day at work, Frankenstein stops at a carnival sideshow. There he learns from a weeping snake charmer that the attraction stars have been abducted. They were last seen in Gallo's studio, posing to have balloons made of them. Of course, Gallo has skinned the fat lady, the tattooed man, the Siamese twins, and many more sideshow superstars, converting their stretched-out skin into dazzling parade-ready balloons. He plans to do the same to Frankenstein, the snake charmer, and the carnival's African wild man, Bongo. But Bongo is, in fact, Boutra, son of the chief whom Gallo murdered. While Frankenstein frees the snake charmer, Boutra has plans of his own for the now cornered balloon maker. Later, back in his homeland, Boutra stands over his father's grave. "Mission completed," he grunts. "I've avenged your death." He gestures at a titanic balloon hovering above the burial site, a balloon resembling Hank Gallo.
And many stretching, many jokes were
and
made
many
that
skin,
night.
And many skin stretchings by Dick Briefer were done. I can't believe we missed that one. That first one. Holy shit. All right, so how much time do we have left?
6 minutes.
6 minutes? All right. You know, I'll save this for next week, and then we'll jump into the... Because we always have time left over after I read three. So at 9 o'clock, I'll read this one that almost got away. See? Even one villain tries to get away from us.
I don't want to get read. I don't want to get read.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get read. Oh, he caught you, little bastard. I found you. All right. So next week, we'll read one last regrettable supervillain to try to get away. And then we'll jump right into the sidekicks. But don't forget, Sunday night at 5 p.m. on our Twitch, we'll remind everyone on radio, I'm sure. We're doing our charity D&D game. All money donated goes to the extralife.org charity. I'll be doing a Wondrous One-Shot. That'll be fun. The whole group will be there. Our main DM will not be there this weekend, so that's why I'm doing a one-shot.
Oh, he's not going to be there?
Right, that's
he's
why.
Still
yeah,
upset
yeah
we
he's
broke
not there.
Him. He's still upset we broke
no,
him.
No, well, we did, well, we had a big RP session this week, so.
That was the first game we broke. That one game.
Yeah. Well, it was both my fault because I used some ridiculous tactics on that one.
And what'd you do? It was.
I think I cast some spell that basically boosted one of our party
members.
Oh,
you boosted. Yeah, you boosted Toby.
Yeah.
The backseat.
The door of destiny.
That's right. That was
I know.
Fun.
I it's like every time is like everyone. What the hell is my character doing? And then it comes clear at the end. I know I have people confused. It's like he's doing something. I don't know what, but he's doing something. Because the look on his face when especially with. Give you an idea. We were in jail. The Tabaxi breaks down the door, which now becomes the door
right.
of destiny. And mm-hmm. I'll get to see a whole lot of guards coming in. I have my character hanging, leaning on the wall going like, I just want to point out something. This isn't a prison break. This prison got broke. It's an unsafe situation,
mm-hmm.
and you guys have to do something about this. And it was like, I saw the look on his face like, huh?
Well, I think he had planned for us to try to break out anyway because of the situation.
He
I mean,
breaks
he had described
out and, he's, and he uses the door as a battering ram, basically.
Right.
That's why it's going like, where's the Tabaxi going? Okay, I'll hold on to the door while he's doing all this running around.
Oh, we have 90 seconds left, so really quickly, thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. You guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be us talking about things we'd be talking about anyway, but at least you guys get to share in the fun. Don't forget, Osaka premieres tomorrow night instead of Wednesday. And if you haven't seen the Flash movie that James Gunn said was going to be the greatest superhero movie he's ever seen, I don't know what he's talking about because he did the Guardians of the Galaxy movie and he did the Justice League, the Suicide Squad movie, so I don't know what he's talking about. He lied. So go check those out. And until then, see you next Monday night. Stay super. Matt, anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, night, Gracie.
Goodbye.
And Alto, would you like to say anything? And he just wants to say, what's coming up
I
next?
I don't know. Meow. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Matt, what's coming up next?
Nothing.
Nothing. A big pile of nothing. Go enjoy the rest of the night, folks. Go enjoy some Champions Online, some City of Heroes stuff. And we got 11 seconds left, and... 10 saying, don't forget to vote. We must eradicate the Juggalos. It's my show. I can promote whatever I want to. If you haven't voted yet, vote for the Insane Clown Posse. It's Juggalo hunting season. Silver regret. Nothing for sale. Nothing. Vote for the Juggalos. We got to get rid of them.
I think we're over.
All right. And we're over. Thank you, everybody. All right, we're done. Thank you, guys. All right. Wait, who is this on the floor here?
Someone was waiting?
No, no, he's laying on the floor. Look, right over here to my left in City of Heroes.
Oh.
I forget my name. I forgot my name. It's a little 50. All right. So, thank you, guys. All right, I'll see you two during the week in game, and definitely Friday night on Twitch. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hang up the call. I'm going to go back to Whisper. I'm doing the crypt missions to get the trying to get the thrower dance. So, All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
All right. See ya.
Yeah, all right, talk to you later, guys. Thank you. Good show tonight. Thank you. Bye. All right, good luck, Matt.